1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 78. Tonight, 80% chance for showers with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 27-year-old Fairfield resident Garrett J. Joslin was arrested by Fairfield police early this morning on a charge of aggravated domestic battery. Officers responded to Highland Avenue and found Joslin and his father bleeding from cuts. After an investigation, police determined the two had argued while drinking, and Joslin had stabbed his father in the leg. He appeared to have injured his own hand in the stabbing as well. An ambulance was called to the scene, and Joslin was taken to the Fairfield Memorial Hospital emergency room for treatment of his hand. His father refused transport. When discharged from FMH, Joslin was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 18-year-old Sisney resident Austin P. Drake was arrested early this morning by county deputies on a charge of disorderly conduct. He was held in the Wayne County Jail, pending the posting of $120 bond. More news next.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
Little Giant Grocery is your headquarters for great prices and an impressive selection. Stop in today for Golden Gala or Granny Smith apples. 3-pound bags now just $1.99 each. Roma tomatoes, yours for only 29 cents a pound. Plus, national brand cola, 2 liters, just 99 cents. Newly arrived assorted cereals now just 99 cents a box. And in stock, get Jack's Rising Crust Sausage Pizza. 27.2-ounce pies, now just $2.99. Your dollar buys more with a giant stance high in the sky. Little Giant Grocery.
Frontier Community College would like to salute our local healthcare heroes and thank you for all your hard work and dedication during these trying times. If you're thinking about your own future and career options, you could become a healthcare hero too. Join one of our medical programs this fall, including phlebotomy, certified medical assistant, paramedicine, CNA, and medical laboratory technician. Whether you prefer hands-on patient interaction or behind-the-scenes clinical work, there's a program for you. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to register today.
In other news, the City of Fairfield says there will be no delay in trash pickup next week. Sunrise Sanitation will run its regular route, and there will be no delays due to the Memorial Day holiday. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce is accepting scholarship applications from Wayne County students with a chamber connection, and it will award a $500 scholarship to a college student or incoming freshman meeting several criteria. Applicants must either work for a chamber member or have an immediate family member belonging to the chamber, either individually or through corporate affiliation, and they must also plan to attend a vocational or technical school or a 2 or 4 year college or university. Applicants must submit a letter of recommendation from two adults not related to them and complete an essay describing why the chamber is important to them and their community. Applications are available at FairfieldIllinoisChamber.com under What's Happening. They may also be picked up at the chamber Tuesdays through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. People must call 842-6116 before arriving at the chamber due to current events. Applications must be postmarked or returned to the chamber no later than 3 p.m. next Friday. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's laboratory department will conduct reduced-rate lab testing throughout the month of June. Testing will be conducted at the FMH Lab, at the FMH Carmi Medical Clinic, at Horizon Healthcare's Fairfield, Sisney, and Grayville Medical Clinics, and at the Albion Lab Draw Station at the Edwards County Health Department. All labs will be offered by appointment only due to social distancing requirements. Each location will offer testing from 7 to 10 a.m. on available days. The FMH lab and clinics in Fairfield, Carmi, Sisney, and Grayville will offer testing each weekday in June. The lab will also be available on June 20th. Carmi's clinic will also be available on the 6th, Grayville's clinic on the 13th, and Sisney's clinic on the 27th. The FMH Albion lab draw station will be available each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, appointments are needed for each location, and no walk-ins will be allowed. A list of available tests at the locations can be found on our news headlines page. Patients should not have food or drink after midnight the day before their tests, and results will be mailed directly to their homes. Payment is due at the time of service. Anyone seeking more information should call the FMH lab at 847-8262. Hamilton County native and former Utah Jazz coach Jerry Sloan has died at the age of 78 due to complications from Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. The Illinois Supreme Court says the state's courts can return to normal operations beginning June 1st. In an order earlier this week, the High Court left implementation plans for in-person hearings to the chief judges of the state's 24 judicial circuits. The justices ask that social distancing measures remain in place, and each district should find ways to reduce the number of people physically present in court facilities. On March 17th, the Supreme Court ordered state judges to limit in-person proceedings to essential cases and delay other matters. The justices also ordered the shift of a sizable share of the court's business to video conferencing platforms. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education met last night. Superintendent Jill Fulkerson told board members plans are proceeding for some form of graduation on June 19th, and final plans would be announced soon. She also advised she had attended a virtual meeting of the Illinois Association of School Administrators. The meeting indicated next year's state funding for schools should be level with this past year, and administrators are to develop 3 learning plans for the fall semester, including in-person, distance, and hybrid learning. She said she would contact other local administrators to work on the plans, and she hopes to begin the fall semester in August with students attending in person. Superintendent Fulkerson is also working on online registration for students for next year, and she says FCHS is eligible for a $93,000 grant to help with COVID-19 response. The 2019-2020 school budget was discussed, and it will be on display in the district office for 30 days. The board was pleased with the fiscal results of the past year. Board members rejected bids for a breezeway door project. The engineering estimate for the work was $105,000, but the lowest of 4 bids came in at $137,500. In personnel matters, the board voted to employ Colin McDuffie as social science instructor for the 2020-2021 school year, and Alyssa Short was employed as the CEO teacher and career specialist. The immediate retirement of Pat Gottfried was accepted with regret, and Lori Robson's retirement at the end of the 2022-2023 school year was approved. The board also approved maternity leave for Elizabeth Zerlini for the upcoming fall semester. The board's next meeting was moved to June 25th. State Representative Darren Bailey's lawsuit to get the governor's stay-at-home mandates ruled unconstitutional has been moved to federal court. Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office says the lawsuit belongs in federal court because it involves U.S. constitutional rights of free religion and due process. He says a defendant is allowed under law to move a case involving constitutional rights to federal court. Bailey's attorney Tom DeVore issued a statement calling the action forum shopping, and he said the, quote, contrived constitutional issues were not raised in the lawsuit. DeVore responded to the move by making an emergency request to federal court to send the case back to Clay County Circuit Court. Judge Michael McCaney had indicated he would reach a decision on the case in Clay County Court during a scheduled hearing this afternoon. McCaney had earlier granted Bailey an injunction allowing him not to follow the mandate, but Bailey was hoping to expand the impact of the ruling in the new case to cover everyone. Bailey was removed from the House on Wednesday for refusing to wear a mask in session, but he was back in Springfield yesterday with a mask on. Mark Elliott with the Wayne County Health Department says Fairfield's census response rate was 64.9% as of Wednesday afternoon. He says the city's total response in 2010 was 75.5% after responses by mail and phone, along with canvassing from census workers. Due to the pandemic, census workers won't be in the field until mid-June at the earliest this year, and the Census Bureau is hoping to extend the count process through October, though that would have to be ratified by Congress. Elliott says Fairfield compares favorably to other area cities and villages with its 64.9% response rate. Albion had a rate of 65.5%, and Chester and Cesar were at 65.3%. Mount Carmel was at 61%, Mount Vernon 60.2%, McLeansboro 57.3%, and Wayne City 47.1%. The city of Fairfield will reportedly put blurbs on its next two utility bills to encourage people to complete the census, and the village of Wayne City will also put a sticker on its utility bills. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 2,268 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 87 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 102,686 cases and 4,607 deaths. No new cases were reported in southeastern Illinois, according to the state's website, and Wayne and Edwards counties remained at 9 and 2 total positive tests overall. The Wayne County Health Department says 7 people in the county who had tested positive have recovered, and 1 person remains in isolation. 1 person with a lab-confirmed case had passed away. As of yesterday afternoon, Wayne County had completed a total of 573 tests, and 564 had come back negative. The department continues to investigate each case to ensure isolation of positive patients, and close contacts that have been exposed to the patient could be placed on quarantine for at least 14 days. More news next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hustleton or Daniel Fopay at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
It's a 10-day giant Memorial Day super sale at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram clearance priced for this money-saving event. We are saving you every dollar we can with new Ram and F-150 discounts up to $13,001. And 300s up to $10,001. Over 300 of the nicest, cleanest pre-owned vehicles available, all with giant Memorial Day discounts. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Open Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
John's Butcher Block in downtown Fairfield remains committed to their community. They will continue to open their doors for you as long as they can during this coronavirus outbreak. It is business as usual. Thank you for supporting them as they support you. Hashtag, we are all in this together. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card. They are located across from the Fairfield City Hall. Currently in Fairfield, it's 79. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 24,378, down 95. The NASDAQ is at 9,296, up 11. July crude oil is at $32.85. That is down $1.07. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In other news, U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has announced details of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, which will provide up to $16 billion in direct payments to farmers and ranchers. The USDA, through the FSA, will begin accepting applications on Monday from ag producers who have suffered loss. Mark Gebhards, with the Illinois Farm Bureau, says there are 4 categories for the program.
Non-specialty crops is one area. Livestock, which includes cattle, hogs, and sheep, is an area. Then dairy is a third area, and then specialty crops. And within each of those, so like in the non-specialty crops, you'd have your corn and soybeans, And in your specialty crops, obviously, you would have other specialized production vegetables and so forth. There is a website that is out there. We are also going to post it on our Illinois Farm Bureau website, our COVID-19 resource page. But farmer.gov is another link that you can go to see all of the details. And in those details are the price loss calculations for each of the commodities in the respective areas. I would just encourage producers, if they want to get an idea of what is included, they should look again at that web page.
Again, more information and application forms can be found at farmers.gov/CFAP. Applications will be accepted through August 28th. Amidst the pandemic, the state unemployment rate jumped to 16.4% last month. Kim Howard has the story.
April's rate rose over 12 percentage points from March as businesses had to close because of the coronavirus. Over 762,000 jobs were lost last month, says Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesperson Sam Salustro.
As anyone can guess, the sectors hit hardest were in the leisure and hospitality industries, as we've seen a decrease in food and drinking establishment retail and hospitality retail. We also saw decreases in the professional and business services, trade and transportation. We also announced today that we've processed 1.2 million claims since March. That is a rate about 10 times higher than any time last year.
The national unemployment rate for April was 14.7%. Salustro says anyone still needing to file for unemployment benefits should visit ides.illinois.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Lawmakers will continue to consider expanding vote-by-mail options for the fall election using federal pandemic relief funds, and the Illinois House approved a plan yesterday. Representative Kelly Burke says some polling places are better than others.
So the idea is that, as we've seen, nursing homes are not an acceptable place for polling places, and a lot of election authorities in the past have used nursing homes. Schools are actually, the facilities are good for polling places, so the thought would be to be able to use the schools, but provide cleaning of those schools for this, you know, the area that was used.
And then be able to have a place, you know, a accessible place for people to come and vote, have that as their polling place.
Under the proposal, applications would be sent to anyone who voted by mail in 2018, 2019, or this year's primary. Republicans don't like the proposal, saying it could increase the chance of error or electoral fraud. The proposal would boost mail-in voting only for this November's election. In other Capitol news, Republicans are asking Democrats to pull the graduated income tax question off the November ballot. In a party-line vote, the state Senate approved placing the question on this year's ballot last night. And we received no new obituaries this morning, but our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
At UBearers Furniture Company, we know this is a time for safety and comfort. We're all spending more time at home to do our part at keeping everyone safe. We're here to help. UBearers has essentials like lift chairs and office furniture to help you work from home and do distance learning. Now we're open with limited hours and new guidelines. Starting May 1st, hours are Monday through Friday, 10 till 4, and Saturday, 10 till 3. Shop our website, our Facebook page, or call us at 662-4322. Shop UBearers Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Partly sunny skies and a high of 78. An 80% chance for showers tonight with a low of 65. And a 60% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 82. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Scattered showers are possible Sunday. A high of 85 and low of 68. Scattered showers on Monday. A high of 88 and low of 70. And then scattered showers on Tuesday. Tuesday, we'll have a high of 82 and expect a low around 68.